Okay.
Thanks, Olivia. Hey, Tony, this is Matt here. How you doing?
Good, yourself?
Good, I can't complain. It's Thursday already. Jesus, week's going by, huh?
True that.
Yeah. So how's Elite Insulation? How's that going for you so far?
Very good.
Good. Good. My insulation guys do really well on Google. Have you ever thought about getting yourself on Google before?
Not really.
Okay. Where do you think most clients go when they are looking for a business? Let's start there.
Well, I have no doubt that a lot of people Google insulation contractors in their area. You know, I think that, your older clientele definitely uses it more than the younger, because a lot of the younger, in my professional opinion, and after doing this for 20 years, a lot of their parents are big influences on what they do. And with us being around as long as we have and known as well as we are, a lot of the business we get comes from references of friends, family,
sure, definitely,
and stuff. So.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, you know, when you're not on the first page of Google, that's how typically business runs, right? You're just dependent on, you know, the referral business. But the downside to that, obviously, it's very inconsistent. Like, 1 month you'll get, you know, people referring you, and then another month, right, you know, you may not get any. So, 92% of the time when somebody's looking for a business, they just go onto Google and they type, like you said, insulation, and whoever shows up on that first page, that's who they're calling, right? So that's why you got to call today, Tony, because that's what we do. We get guys like you on that first page. So anytime, you know, somebody does type in any insulation keywords, right, you show up in the area, okay?
Yep.
Do you do anything else besides insulation, or is that what you pretty much focus your attention on?
That's all we focus on, yep.
Okay. So you do all types of insulation, right?
We do blown-in and fiberglass bats. We do blown-in cellulose and fiberglass. We do not do any spray foam.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. So you do the blow, you do the fiberglass, so you do, like, the traditional stuff that all my insulation guys are doing. And that's good because, you know, you offer all the ranges of product that everybody pretty much needs and wants, right, at the end of the day. And that's great that you kind of do that. Now, I mean, have you ever done any advertising for the business, Tony, to bring in more leads?
We still are. I don't use it. I got it paused all the time for Angie's List, stuff like that. Advertising,
how come you don't use it?
We don't need it, to be honest. I got like $600 worth of credit with Angie's List right now that I go on every 14 days, activate it, and pause it immediately, because we're just, like I told the lady, we're 6 weeks out minimum. So most of the people that are looking for insulation on Angie's List are looking for something relatively quicker, from my experience.
Okay. Totally.
So 90% of the time they move on to another contractor, which, like I said, I think I paid like $1,000 3 years ago to Angie's List to get on their top priority list, per se. And like I said, I go on every 14 days. I unpause it and pause it immediately. And I check the box. We're too busy with other work. So the credit's just laying there.
So how do you plan on, you know, fixing that problem, so that, you know, you can, you know, keep taking on more work and not be so backed up? Are you going to hire anybody, or, you know, like
not going to lie, we've had ads on, Marketplace. We've had ads in our local newspaper on Indeed, for 8 months. And, you know, I don't know. I hear it in all the industry that there ain't no help to hire, and any of them that are hiring or that are applying truly aren't worth hiring. And I've experienced that. I mean, I've hired a couple of young guys, and you know, they work for 1 week, they get paid, and they don't show up, or they show up for 1 day and say the same for me and never come back, won't answer your call, and it's like, okay, well, so I mean, yeah, we try to hire more people. Uh-huh. I'd love to have a couple more good guys and put another rig on the road, but, you know, we've had ads out for 8 months, and there just ain't no... Well, our government don't help. I mean, we live right next to Minnesota, and Minnesota just signed a 12 to 20-week FMLA leave for males now for, you know, if your wife has a kid, you can take 12 to 20 weeks off, or if you have a family emergency, or if you need bonding time, they call it. I'm like, really? You're not helping our society here, people.
Oh, yeah, I know. Poor Tampon Tim, you know, he's on his way out with all that fraud. So, you know, crazy. It's crazy what's going on right now, you know, out there. But, you know, the thing about it, what we do, obviously, is we help your exposure on Google, right? You know, my main question to you is, you know, if we could make Google affordable and, you know, help keep, you know, steady flow of business coming in, are you able to take on more work now?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I always find a way to get what we got done. So that's the yes part of that answer. The no, would I go out and you know, pay some ridiculous price to get more work? Absolutely not, because I think we're one of the fortunate installation companies in La Crosse area that has, and I can say this 100% accurately, 70 to 80% of the contractors in the La Crosse area use us for their preferred insulation company. So, I literally honestly have 20 invoices laying on my desk to get done, and probably 25 sets of blueprints to look at and bid out for local contractors. You know, I just got to get to the office, get that done. So, I mean, I guess if it was affordable enough, I'd consider it.
What do you consider affordable? Because that's relative to everybody, you know? Like, obviously, you know, some people say, you know, affordable, you know, hey, look, if you're $100, I'll do it. And some people say, look, if you're under $500 a month, I'll do it, you know? So what's considered affordable, like, at the end of the day, you know, because I have a package for everybody, but obviously I want to make sure that, you know, this makes sense at the end of the day, you know, and we're filling an installation company that actually, you know, wants to grow on Google.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in a position where I want to spend, you know, $10,000-$12,000 a year on, you know, Google advertisement, that's for sure. I mean, when I do Google our business, it always pops up and asks me if I want to do advertising, and I always say no, because, I mean, but if I Google it myself right now, it's either us or Ultimate Insulation pop up at the top of the list every time, and I think that changes by the week, no doubt about it, which I know Ultimate, so.
Yeah. I mean, I'm less than $10 a day. I will say that, Tony. So, you know, but it really comes down to if you want to keep that exposure and you really want to increase that a little bit and keep the flow coming from Google. You know, have you gotten any business from Google?
You know, I guess I don't know that because I don't ask the people where, you know,
you don't track it.
Yeah, I don't. I don't ask everybody that calls. I mean, I'd say 70% of our work are for our, you know, contractors of our area that, you know, keep us busy. So, you know, that other 30% that call in, you know, I don't know. I don't ask them, you know, specifically, hey, where'd you get our name from or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, us really beefing up your Google image, and then if they don't call you, we actually run $100 a month on these Facebook retargeting ads. So if they do see you on Google and don't call you, Tony, they're going to see you on Facebook, an ad that we'll create for Elite Insulation, since they typed that into Google, like an insulation keyword in your area. And that gets back in front of them to motivate them to want to call you as well. So we run both of that with our basic package, right? And right now, with our basic package, that's running $249 a month. and that includes everything.
Okay.
And that, like I said, will help your exposure. That'll give you an affordable campaign, right? You don't have to worry about it. We give you full access, and all your leads are tracked. So you're going to know exactly how many leads you got from Google, how many leads you got from Facebook, and it's all tracked, and we'll have a monthly call with you to discuss everything. In fact, we know exactly where that person lives. So every time they call in, right, we're going to know where they live. We're going to know all the information, right? So we have all this information and data in terms of, you know, what areas in the surrounding area are doing well for you, Tony, and what areas aren't. So we help make those tweaks on a month-to-month basis, right, so that you continue to, you know, keep getting better and better progress as we go along.
Okay.
Can you see how that would help your business?
I do. I mean, I don't know that I don't know. So about $3,000 a year.
I mean, if you look at it on a yearly, I mean, everything costs money, right? But this is at least going to help you. Yeah, about $3,000 a year is what it would break down to, all said and done. Yeah. For an affordable marketing budget, that's nothing in these days.
No, I agree with you. That's not much money whatsoever.
Yeah. I'm actually discounting. Normally, this package $299 a month, but I actually, you know, just gave you a $50 a month discount to shoot you straight, Tony, just because I want to earn your business and I want you to be able to try something, and I'm trying to make it obviously as affordable as humanly possible, right?
So let's say I agree to it. We try it for a couple months, and I don't see any results out of that, and I want to cancel.
Great question. So what we do is we ask a three-month commitment with us, okay, because the first 3 months we do lose money, and that's enough time to give both sides to see exactly how well this is going to do for you. Because, again, we're going to track all your leads. In fact, we even purchase a special phone number, a 608 phone number, to track all the leads to give us the analytics and give you the analytics as well. So when we have your monthly call, we're going to tell you, okay, Tony, you got 33 leads this month from Google, and you got 12 leads from them calling you from Facebook, okay? How did everything work out, right? Like, let's talk about some of these calls, right? And all your calls are recorded, too, which is great. It helps you stay organized and stay on top of it. This is going to truly give you the full transparency so you see on a month-to-month basis. But after the 3 months, it literally goes to a month-to-month relationship. I'll tell you, my installation guys, they really don't cancel because I really see great results for my installation guys on a month-to-month. Like, I have a 96% retention rate, Tony. So Google does work for you guys because you guys are very niche, right? And there's, like, not a ton of competition, like, when it comes to what you do, which is great. So the main thing is, you know, get your exposure going. Let's get this thing going, and then we can track it all, right, to help you. And the nice thing is you kind of already started getting those 5-star reviews, which is really, really good. And one thing I will say is we really have a good tool, Tony, to help you keep getting those 5-star reviews because, you know, let's make it a goal to, like, get those 5-star reviews even higher, right? And all you have to do is anybody that you've done work with that hasn't left you a 5-star review, you can go into our system and put their information, and it'll take care of the rest. It sends an automated text message. Hey, thank you for using Elite Installation. We appreciate your business. Our business is built on 5-star reviews. Please click this link to leave us a 5-star review now, right? And that feature that we have built into our system really, really works very well. I mean, I've taken many of guys that had no Google reviews to 100 Google reviews in, like, literally in less than a year.
Yeah, and I think we're at 56. I responded to one last night. So
yeah, and the cool thing is, too, check this out. You won't have to respond anymore to those 5-star reviews because we have technology that will automatically respond to their 5-star review. That's killer, right? So it will take what they wrote and it will, like, use the words that they wrote into the response, and you'll be very, very impressed at the automatic response tool that we have right, for those five-star reviews. So you won't have to spend your time, you know, wasting responding on those five-star reviews, because it will actually respond better than, like, how you and I would respond even. That's how good the technology is. So we have that already.
That'll respond to any leads that I get from Google. The ones that I get on my own, I still respond to, correct?
No, any one of them. Any one of them. So anytime you get a five-star review on your Google Business profile, it'll respond automatically to it. At first, what we do is we set it up like you can read it, right? And, like, you know, it's a delay response for a day. But then over time, like, once you like it, like, how it responds and everything, it'll just automatically do it where you won't even have to, like, first approve it, right? So that's how we do it, you know, for our clients. It's like at first, like, you get a look at it and then you approve it first. But then over time, once you trust it and you're like, yeah, this thing's killer, then you'll be able to, you know, trust that it's going to do a good job for you.
Okay.
Yeah, we've invested a lot of money into different technologies, Tony, to help our businesses out. Like, even our app, you're going to really like how it syncs and integrates and how it's going to really help you manage your business, too. But like I said, I mean, you know, it's kind of a step-by-step process. Good news is you're going to know if it's working or not. And that's the beautiful thing, that 3-month test with you and me and my team, right? We're so confident you're going to stay with us after those 3 months. That's why we really want to show you over those first 3 months so that both sides are committed to this, right? Again, it's $249 basically, right? To be exact, right? Because I gave you a discount here. And if you ever want to redo your website, I'd be willing to have my team redo your website at no cost either. Okay? I like your website. It's not bad, but we'll just promote your website the way you have it. You know, one thing that I really, really always scream about is having that personalized touch. Okay? So what do I mean by that? Okay? I'm going to go ahead real quick and send you this text message. I always talk about this client of mine in South Carolina. They're called Lewis Pest Control, and they do a really good job at standing out amongst the crowd, okay? Because everybody, Tony, has a logo. Everybody, Tony, has a name. You know what I mean? Everybody has some type of even, like, Google presence here or there. But it's like, how do you stand out amongst the crowd? Right? What are you doing differently than just having that word of mouth or people knowing about you? Right? Because I'm talking about the people that don't know you. Right? I'm talking about the people that, when they are looking for installation company, what are you doing to stand out? And I really think that Lewis does a really good job at standing out amongst that, like, crowd in that sense. So what I want to do, and here's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to text you this right now, just send, getting the link here right now for you, and then I'll have you click on it real quick so you can see what he's doing differently than everybody else. And one thing that we're going to notice is he really has a photo, right, that really helps him stand out amongst everybody, okay? And that's super important, where, like, if you can get a photo with, like, you and your team, like, decently dressed in, like, a polo shirt, right, and nice khaki, right, we can use that photo, Tony, to really put that personalized touch on you, okay? And you'll see that right now when you click that link that I just texted to you, and we'll go ahead and talk about it real quick. Let me know when you clicked on that, and then you just need to scroll down just to where you see Lewis Pest Control.
Mine come up with Plunkett's Pest Control.
You got to scroll down to see their Google Business profile.
Oh, Lewis Pest Control, okay.
Yeah. So that, like, that's the way Google, like, kind of sends a Google Business profile in that sense. But, okay, so you see next to their name, right? And like I said, they're over 107 five-star reviews. They've only been with me a year. So they've done very, very well, like, getting their five-star reviews and using our tools, right? That's pretty impressive. So, but they have that photo of themselves, right, where they're standing in front of the van, right, and they're decently dressed, right? So that's what I'm talking about. Nothing too professional, but something decent enough where we can use a photo like that and broadcast that all over the place, Tony, because when they see a photo like that, they want to call you out of the, your competition.
Okay.
And that makes sense, right?
Yep.
Okay. So that client alone, I took from one van to 13 vans in literally a year. Now, obviously, you know, he started with this basic package, but then he does other, like, campaigns with me. He spends, obviously, more money because he needs more leads. But, you know, that just shows, like, the power. Like, I can definitely help you guys grow and still keep it affordable. My $249 is a great package here because, number one, it's flat rate, right? We're going to track the progress, and then we're going to have a monthly call with you, right, to discuss the progress. And you're ultimately going to know whether it's working or not. Obviously, the first couple of weeks is a lot of foundational work, Tony. Like, we got to get all the ads created. We got to get, you know, your placements better. We got to, you know, get your Facebook ads, because we're going to run $100 a month just on those Facebook ads in addition to you being, you know, on Google. So that's all going to be included in that $249 package there for you.
Okay. So I got another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I agree to do this, and it's, you know, it's the beginning of April, or at the beginning of April now.
Mm-hmm.
I pick up my phone in May, let's just say May 10th or whatever, and I Google insulation contractors in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and Ultimate Insulation comes up ahead of me. Then what do I do?
Okay. Well, here's the deal. So obviously, what we're talking about is making sure that your exposure is there, right? But my $249 package is going to have, like, it's based on your address. So the, obviously, your 54650 area code, it's going to have about a 25-30 mile bleed out, right, on my basic package. Okay.
Yep.
Again, you always get what you spend, right? So this will definitely get you results. It'll have a great ROI on a month-to-month basis because you're going to be able to see it, right? You're going to see, okay, wow, I got this many calls from Google, the Facebook ads, I got this many calls. So you're going to see how this all kind of works, you know. But as I always tell my business owners, Tony, you obviously get what you spend, right? So I'm trying to make it, you know, super affordable. I'm trying to make it so that you're getting jobs and it is converting for you on a month-to-month basis, and we are putting you where everybody goes to look for businesses, obviously Google, right? But, you know, is this package going to be able to bring you $10,000, $20,000 a month worth of business? Absolutely not. There's no such thing.
No, and
right?
I'm not looking for that. Yeah. I'm asking if, you know, if it's going to put Elite Insulation as, you know, the top Google.
It's going to put you on the first page. It's going to put you on that first page. But in order to, like, get more top, like what you're talking about, we got to spend more money and we got to do what they call pay-per-click ads, okay? And obviously, I'm not trying to get you to spend money here. I'm trying to start, hey, let's dip the pinky toe in the water first. We could always add more fuel to the fire later, right? Because, you know, you were all about, hey, you know, if it's if it makes sense and it, like, it's cost effective, you know, that's what I'm trying to present with you, and that's what this package is really good for. Sure, I could talk to you about spending more money. Sure, we could talk about, hey, let's get you at the very tippy top here, here, and there, but that obviously costs more and more money, right? And obviously with your workflow, my goal is to keep that steady workflow in, show you that Google can work and perform better, track everything, and give you another platform, which is those Facebook retargeting ads. I can, like, optimize those Facebook retargeting ads, too, by the way, for different areas and increase your radius. But, again, we're only spending $100 a month out of that. So once we exceed that budget of $100, obviously those ads will stop on Facebook until the next month where we spend another $100, right? So we're not spending so much money on those Facebook ads where we're just bleeding money, but we're spending enough where it's getting a healthy ROI and it's continually getting you that book of business, because when those people type in keywords to you that don't call you on Google, right, they're going to see that ad from your company on Facebook. It's going to get back in front of them. I don't know if you've ever had that experience, Tony, where you've gone on to Google and you typed in a keyword, sir, on Google, and then you were watching a YouTube video later, and then you started seeing ads while you were watching that YouTube video for something you typed in earlier. Have you ever had that experience before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So that's the same type of technology we're talking about running on the Facebook platform. And why Facebook? Well, Facebook's actually the second most visited place besides Google. So obviously we want to make sure that you're not only there, but you're dominating there as well.
Okay.
Okay. So what I would be willing to do, like I said, you know, start small with you here, right? Let's track this over the next 3 months. You know, obviously, you know, have calls with you, me, and my team, right? And then over time, right, if we want to increase the budget, we can always do so. I can always run different campaigns, right? If you want to, like, add an extra $100 to Facebook, we could always do that. If you want to add, you know, an extra couple hundred dollars a month towards Google, we could always do that, right? But this gives us a good starting place, right, to see how things are going for you and see how the business flows off of your $249 ad spend. And then what we'll do, Tony, is when you're ready and you're like, okay, guys, let's add some more here, here, and there, we can do that, right, to increase exposure, increase other areas, right, give you more radius in that sense, other than just the 25, 30-mile radius, right? On Google, we can increase that radius, obviously, with a little more money.
Yep. Okay.
How's that all sound?
All right. That all sounds good. I got one more question. So this Facebook page that you're going to create, I mean, it's going to be about a lead installation. Is that anything that I don't manage? Or
it's going to be a Facebook – it's going to be a business Facebook page for your elite installation. Now, we're not going to necessarily always post on that thing. That's something that I always recommend to my business owners. Hey, look, now that you're going to have a business Facebook page, you can post on there because you're going to have access to it, right? We're going to, like, you know, you're going to, you know, we're going to walk you through. Like, we don't just, like, help, you know, expand you and then throw you in the dark. Like, I have a whole team behind me, Tony, that's going to be in communication with you too. Okay. Yes, you'll be talking to me, right? But you're also going to be like, my team's going to hold your hand because, you know, your success is our success. Like, we have to make sure that you're successful or you don't stay with us. Right. So my point is, over to, like, every so often, take pictures of a job and then post that on, you know, your business Facebook page. It takes 5 minutes to put a title, put some pictures, and put some, like, you know, a couple sentences about this job, and then let the people see it, right? And those business owners that do that, you know, even once a month, Tony, really are more hands-on and more involved, and it really does help your business. You'd be surprised just doing that little technique. You know, just, you know, using my 5-star review tool. Yes, you already have 5-star, but taking that seriously and getting yourself to over 100 like Lewis did, you'd be surprised what getting yourself to over 100 5-star reviews really does for the business. There is a difference. You know?
I have no doubt.
There is
a
difference.
100% on that.
You know, and that, those little things, those inches, as I say, that add up to miles, really, really help the business in the long run. So, yes, you know, we're just using your business Facebook page to really create the ads so we link Google and Facebook together. We have proprietary technology, Tony, that no other company has that we're going to actually be able to link. Like, we're going to know Susie typed in that's, you know, 15 miles away from your office that she typed in an installation keyword on, you know, March 27th, right? So we want to make sure that Susie's seeing elite installation ads on Facebook every time she logs in so that it motivates her to call you, right, rather than your competition. Now, I'm not saying it's 100% effective, these retargeting ads, but, heck, we've been doing that concept for over 13 years now on these retargeting ads, and it works for our business owners because it's another pond to get the fish back on the phone, right? It's another pawn to, like, get exposure, right, other than Google, right? So we use both of them in tangent, and I'm still trying to keep it affordable, Tony. Like I said, I literally am giving you, like, the friends and family discount just because I want to get your business, and I want you to try this so you can see how well this works, because I know over time, once you see how, okay, yeah, these guys are working and it's getting me a really great ROI, yeah, let me throw an extra $100 a month, you know, down the road, you know, and I can put it here and I can put it there, you know, like, just on the Facebook ads, by the way, we're not making any money on that $100 ad spend. I mean, it's just, we're collecting the payment, but we then turn around and spend that money on those Facebook ads. And you see how that money's spent. You'll actually see how many clicks you got, how much the cost per click on that Facebook platform was, right? And we're bringing our technology on that, right? So we make the $149 basically for our time and energy to keep you on Google and keep your exposure there, right? That's where we're making our money, right? But the other $100, we don't really make any money on that, to shoot you straight.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of how your money's spent on that month to month. Now, based on everything, I mean, you want to give it a try?
I'm willing to give it a try. Yeah, I am.
Okay. Good. And the good thing is, you know, once we train you how to use our app, Tony, and you see all the features there, you know, you're going to be like, okay, yeah, I'm getting a lot for my money here. And the good news is, you know, over time, my recommendation is eventually when you do get another solid guy on the team, get that Angie's going again, right? Have a couple avenues working for you, right, on a month-to-month basis so that you can continue to keep this momentum that you're going. This, you being 6 weeks backed up, that's awesome. Let's keep that momentum, though, going. And now you're going to have a couple things at your discretion and your fingertips, right, to keep the business going. But don't give up trying to find a quality person. You know, maybe if you got to go to a school near you, or you got to ask around, or, you know, you got to, like, ask some of your quality employees, hey, who do you guys know that can be dependable or reliable, right? You'll find that one or two person, right, that you can slowly train to really help you, you know, keep up on the demand so you can keep scaling your business, you know? But I've been hearing, like, the same thing. You got to just think outside the box, too, right, to find that one or two person. But definitely over time, you will definitely get that person.
Yeah, I have no doubt. Like I said, we go to tech schools and stuff every year, and we – you know, I mean, we're always at we're a member of La Crosse Area Builders Association. We're always at the Lava Home Shows. We do all the La Crosse replacement housing and focus on energy, trade allies. And, I mean, we're at a lot of seminars and stuff. So, I mean, we're out there. But, I always tell my wife, someday the right guy will walk through the door if this thing wasn't today.
Exactly. And that's good that you got to keep that hope, and, you know, like, it's all in God's timing at the end of the day, you know? So it's like, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, you know, you just keep plugging away, you know? And I like your perspective and your attitude, because you're right. Eventually that right guy will come, right? You just got to be, you know, waiting and ready for it. So right. I'm assuming your legal name is Anthony. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then, Tony, and I'll make sure my team calls you Tony, not Anthony. Let me ask you, what's your last name?
Tome, T-O-M-E.
Can you say that one more time?
Tome, T as in Tom, O, M as in Michael, E as in Edward.
Okay, gotcha, Tome. Okay. Obviously, you know my first name. My last name's Evans, by the way, so you'll see that sometimes from my email.
I didn't catch your first name. That lady was pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. She's so quick. Olivia, I love her. But, yeah, my first name's Matt, and then my last name is Evans.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll definitely see emails from me from time to time, too, as well, as we go through the course. and, you know, helping you out here. So what's the best email for you, Tony?
TonyT@eliteinsulation.org.
And I'm assuming you don't have a business Facebook page set up, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So my team will help you with that, setting that up. Okay. They're going to walk you through that. And you're going to have full access, Tony, to your business Facebook page. In fact, we actually walk you through it. You create it. So you have full control over it, right? Because we want you having control over everything too. Like, we're not here to just relinquish control on what you're doing, right? We're just coming along to basically put that jet fuel on everything and giving you the success and making sure that, you know, your $249 is being well spent to continue to keep getting you business growth, right? And that's what we're going to help you do with all this, okay? I'm assuming you're still at the West 7796 City Road ZN. Address, is that
County
correct?
County Road ZN, yep.
Okay, County Road. Got it. Anything else to that address or no? That's it. Okay, perfect. Cool. Just want to make sure. And then obviously we got this website. How do you like your website, by the way?
Oh, I love it.
Okay, gotcha. So if you ever want to redesign it, I'd be even, like I said, willing to have my team redesign it. We build beautiful websites, by the way. So if you ever want to refresh or anything like that, but I do like your website as well. I think it's great. I don't think it needs a refresh, you know. Some guys, though, I do talk to, I'm like, yeah, that's a bad website. But yours is definitely good, so I don't think you need any changes there. So I do have to set up a security question for your account every time we call you or you call us. So we have three different options, Tony, either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll do my mother's name, maiden name.
Okay. And what's that answer?
Reinhardt.
Can you spell that?
R-H-I-E-N-H-A-R-T.
Okay. Okay, spell that one more time just so I just want to double check. R-E.
R-H-I-E. Okay. N-H-A-R-T.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I want to make sure I get that, you know, spell correct. Now, if my team butchers it, you know,
right.
don't be mad, Tony. You're like, I'm sure a lot of people have.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, they're like, Reinhardt. They're like, how do I pronunciate that? You know us Americans, we're not always the brightest, right? So, let me ask you. So I'm going ahead and getting everything put together for you. We will have to schedule a 45-minute to an hour onboarding call. That's going to be with you, me, and my team, right, to start getting things moving and whatnot. I'm going to go ahead and pull up the calendar here. What are your, like, next days looking like so we can go ahead and get something like that scheduled up?
Fridays are definitely the best day because that's usually when I set my days aside to be in my office working on bids, invoices, and everything else.
Okay.
So Friday morning Fridays – usually mornings or later afternoons, middays are can get a little hectic. So preferably a Friday, you know, like 9, 10 o'clock or something after 3.
9 to 10 or after 3 p.m. Okay, I'll definitely check the calendar to kind of see what we have available, like around those times, you know, because I definitely want to see – you know, what is available, you know, on those times, because that's definitely, very specific, and I appreciate you letting me know. What do you think about getting, like, a picture, like I showed you, like, of Lewis, like, of you and your team? Do you think that's something you would want to do and have
Odd, you should ask. At the end of April, I have a professional filming company coming into La Crosse to film our guys blowing attics, blowing walls. That is being supplied to me by Green Fiber, my insulation distributor, because we've done such a great job at moving their product. They've hired a professional teaming company coming out of North Carolina to come up and film us for 2 days.
Okay.
So I should be able to give you some good shots out of that.
Yeah, like
the
it's
guys
a still
are
shot.
Start off wearing,
like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the guys are going to go to work every morning dressed in polos. I've already ordered them and stuff. So I should have, I'll be able to get some good shots out of that, all that filming that they're going to do, which I could share on Facebook as well.
Okay.
I have all rights to it when they're done, so.
Nice. So you'll be able to probably get a nice photo and piggyback off of that. So that you don't have to worry about, like, you know, having, like, a family member or somebody take a photo. And, and so the whole goal is not to get too professional, but professional enough where it's like, okay, yeah, these guys look like a company I want to call. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So,
yeah, no,
and that's
and
the whole...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would envision them being in polo shirts when they arrived at the job site before they change into their t-shirts, which is what they normally blow in, you know, to get a nice shot of them either alongside of our big Hino or one of our sales trucks. We've got two very nice lettered up King Ranch service or sales trucks or sales cars. And so,
Okay.
I'll get a nice photo, but it's not overly done.
Cool. So I'll squeeze you in around 9 a.m. because you're central, right? Correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'll squeeze you in, Tony, around 9 a.m. tomorrow for our onboarding call. Okay? We may be
tomorrow,
a little bit late, okay, from time to time.
Let's do the following Friday. Tomorrow is jammed up with appointments.
Oh,
Friday.
You're jammed. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I got nine
addicts to go look at tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Any other day next week you want to do, or do you want to, like, push it out to the 17th?
Let's push it out to the 17th because I'm going to be up to work next week doing a little personal time until
Thursday.
Well,
the good news is we can start working on stuff on our end, you know, while we wait till, you know, that Friday, right, to get everything going here on our end. I'm just taking care of everything here on my end. You're $249 on a monthly basis. How do you want to take care of that? You could either use Visa, MasterCard, Discover. What card works best for you?
Well, here's the deal. I got a Norwegian card that we use 90% of the time only because, you know, my wife likes to get them damn points. I could care less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you.
So I'll probably use that, but I do have a business debit that I can use for now.
Okay.
Can I switch that?
Yeah.
Can I
absolutely.
Switch that?
You can change that at any time. Yeah. So if you want to, like, secure it with that and then, like, for your next $249, because your bill on the 9th of every month, right? So we could just get the updated card information. Just make sure you let us know 3 days before the next billing date. And then we'll go ahead and change that card so you can get those Norwegian points. And I hear you. All my business owners, they do that kind of stuff all the time. So.
My wife does. I don't.
Hey, she wants the travel points. You know, that goes towards vacations, right? I'm sure you've been on cruises
I tell her we ain't got time to vacation.
I tell my wife the same thing. I tell you, I'm so busy, right? Because I have 1,400 clients, and it's crazy. Like every day, I got to call at least 10 of my clients, right, to stay on top of everybody, right? So, but I hear you, Tony. It's one of these things that, you know, if you're busy, ain't no time for vacations, right?
Right.
Okay. So yep. Is that a business visa? Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, let's just start with a 4. Why don't you go ahead and just read that number off to me so I can get this invoice put together for you real quick.
It's 4739-7599-4512-9863.
Okay, and then the 3-digit code on that?
034.
Okay, and then expiration will be on the other side. Sorry, I should ask the expiration first. What is that?
0608.
0608.
And what's this going to come through on my bank account just so I can let my wife and my banker know, because they keep a close eye on stuff.
Totally. Totally. That's good. That's good that you kind of, you said 0608, right?
Yeah, so 20,
yeah, that's what I thought you meant. You know. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I was gonna say 08. Is that 38, 28? I'm like, geez, I don't think they go out to 38 yet. I see a lot of 31, so but definitely don't see 38 yet.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Alrighty.
So, like I said, what's this gonna be show up on my bank account as what you?
It's going to show up as local splash, right? That's what it will show up as, because we're Google's biggest partner here. So you'll see that transaction show up as local splash every month. Okay?
Okay.
And then I do need to read this to you, okay, since I did get you a discounted pre-agreement, right? I was able to save you some money, okay, obviously. You know, like normally this package is – you know, 96% of my clients are spending over $299 or more a month, right? So you're getting this for $249 because I wanted to, like I said, you know, give you my best deal forward and, you know, earn your business. So this is going to be an added form of protection for you. I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, Tony, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor, stop me so I can, you know, clarify it and like review it. Just be like, hey Matt, what does that mean? Just want to like, you know, rephrase it for you so that you make sure that you have obviously a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Elite Insulation.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Tony Tome, owner.
Gotcha. And your legal name is obviously Anthony, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then obviously you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you're obviously the authorized user on the billing on the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, is important you're actively involved in your campaign, something we discussed. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to text you this 877 number. It's very important you save this under your contacts as this phone number, because you're going to see this number a lot. It's our 877 number, Tony, that we're going to be calling you from. Right, to get in touch with you, to talk with you about your account, right? And you're going to get calls from us. I mean, it's not going to be every day. It probably you might get one call a week, right? At first, there's several different calls that we have, obviously, because there's foundational stuff. But please save that 877-635-6225 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Please allow up to 24 hours for any and all return phone calls from Local Splash. We are very efficient on returning phone calls to you. Okay. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We've obviously provided you a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What do you mean by that?
In other words, if you decide to do any online marketing, obviously you're doing Angie's, but like if you decide to do any like other types of online marketing, just let us know. We just don't want to screw up anything that we're doing. That's the main reason we ask that.
Okay, then yes.
Yeah. Okay. Very simple, right? I know. The way yep. that question's worded, I've always been trying to tell my company we need to change that, but because at first it comes out kind of like, what does that mean, right? So, but that's what that means. So as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives required business documents in a timely manner. This may include like proof of your LLC, proof of liability insurance if we need it, right? Any items that we may need for Google Business verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documents within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit any documents that we request within the first 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, we're not here to bug you for a bunch of documents. Good news is like there's not a lot of stuff that we need to request from you, so that's good. You know, you're going to be obviously a lot easier of a setup for us than somebody, you know, brand new that just started their business yesterday, right? So yep. your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is April 9th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your payments will automatically renew on the 9th day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting that client support number. That's that 877-635-6225 number. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent your charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay, so if you want to change your credit card number, contact us obviously 3 days before the billing is due. Okay. Keep in mind that
So what's this early termination fee? Not that I'm gonna, I just want to know.
Yeah. So it goes based on how long you've been with us. So let's say you were like with us for 2 months, right? And then you want to cancel that third month, right? Obviously you would have been with us already 2 months. So you know, you would basically owe, like another, I think like $200 if you canceled, right, that before that third month, basically. Okay. So it depends on how long you've been with us, right? And that's how it goes based on in the 3 months. So whatever's left over, you basically would be paying for. So it doesn't make sense to cancel in the first 3 months because, like I said, we're asking for a 3 month commitment from you. Right. And then after that, it strictly goes to a month-to-month relationship. We're so confident that this thing's going to work long-term that we only ask a 3 month commitment. And then from there, it's going to, you know, you're going to stay with us. I have a 96% retention rate. So 96% of people stay with me after that 3 months.
Okay.
Okay. So we are international, by the way. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, perfect. It's pretty self-explanatory, right?
yep.
But I am definitely finishing up some stuff. So we want to do that next Friday, okay? You want to do around that same time, around that 9 a.m. That works for you, correct?
Well, yeah, if I know that, I'll leave that spot open for an hour.
Okay.
You know,
yeah. Now, we may be a little late from time to time. That's why I always tell people – you know, we're sometimes a little late, you know, on it. So, you know, we just asked for a little window. So between 9, 9:30-ish, we should be able to call you. Usually we're on time, but it does happen from time to time. So I ask, you know, hey, give us a little window just in case somebody else, you know, backs us up, you know, so that does happen, you know?
Yep.
So, but yeah, if you could leave that window that next Friday open for us between 9, 9:30, Tony, that will be perfect and we can handle your onboarding call then. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Just bear with me right now. I am definitely working on getting you set up here. I only have a couple more things, and I will let you have your rest of a week. So tomorrow you guys are really busy, huh? Got some inspections or what's going on tomorrow?
No, I got 9 attics and 2 walkthroughs to do tomorrow for Focus on Energy.
Nice. Yeah. I have a company, there's something installation, and you know, they've been telling me like the season's starting to pick up right now. Like, you know, like people during the winter time, it kind of slows down like everybody, but like everybody's starting to now do stuff around their house. I guess when the weather gets better, right? Everyone wants to start doing this stuff, right?
Right.
So,
yep.
You know, the good news though is, I mean, how did you do this last winter? Did it slow down a little bit or did it stay pretty consistent for you?
Never slowed down at all.
Good. Yeah. Well, that's good. And that's, you know, that's the benefit of having that steady flow of business, right? And people seeing you. Good news now is we're going to really track how, like how everything's going every month. So, you know, when we have your monthly calls, you're going to see like, okay, this is what you did on Google. This is what you did on Facebook. Right. So that will really like help you with all of that. Make sense?
Yep. Sure does.
So yeah, that's why I like, you know, what on the technology side, I like this because it really, really helps, you know, both sides, you know, see everything that's going on because, you know, if we didn't track this, you wouldn't know how well this is working or not working, right? And vice versa. So we're going to really make sure that, hey, you know, when we start talking to you on your monthly call, all right, Tony, you got this many leads, like what turned into jobs, right? And like our system kind of has like a mini built-in CRM system into it. So you're going to know like really each lead because you'll be able to mark each lead, the status of each lead as well. So when we have that phone call with you, like it's going to help you be able to sort through all the leads that you've gotten on a month-to-month basis quickly, right? So that you're able to, you know, make sure that it's like, okay, you know, like you can tell us the status of everything so that we can go through it and we're not sitting there, you know, trying to basically like figure out each lead, you know what I mean? So once we show you how to use the app though and everything, it'll make your life like very, very easy. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I just got a couple more things I'm going to send you. Did you save that phone number, Tony, into your phone, that 877 number?
I haven't yet. I will when we're done.
Okay. When we hang up, make sure you do. I have a drain company in New York, very, very big drain company. He spends probably $15,000, $16,000 a month with me, right? And, you know, every time we call them, though, right? And this is a big client of mine, right? You know, he's not my biggest, but he's definitely one of my biggest. And, you know, he never picks up the phone, right? Never picks up the phone. And it's so frustrating, right? And my team started getting really, really frustrated. And so I finally got him on the phone, right? I just called and called and called until he picked up. And I asked him, I said, hey, you know, how come you never pick up our phone call? And he's like, and I'm like, did you save the phone number, the 877 number that I asked you? He's like, no. And I'm like, you know? And I told him, I'm like, man, you got to save that number because no wonder you're not picking us up. You probably think it's just another company or somebody else, right? Because you guys are busy. I get it, right? So I share this story with everybody, Tony, because it's so important, right, that you guys are responsive because – if you're not responsive, things fall down the wayside. There's a little bit of involvement that we need on your end, just a little bit, not too much, right, in order for everything to run smoothly. And that all makes sense, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, just make sure, like, you know, say that number because that's the number my back-end team, I'll be calling you from, right? All of us will be calling you from that 877 number so that, you know, we're, you know, all on top of it and, you know, we're ready to go. So, all right. So good news is here we go. I'm going to send you something now so that you can get it. Okay. And then the card, is that tied to that West 7796 Street?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Just making sure. Okay. And that is... Gotcha. Here we go. Let me just see here. Okay. And that's obviously a Visa, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Just getting your invoice, too. Almost done with you. You know, paperwork. You got to love it, right?
Right?
It's, it never slows down. What was that?
I had six calls since me and you've been on the phone. So when I get off the phone, you got another hour to talk.
Well, you got another hour to return phone calls, huh?
Yep.
Gotcha. And let me just verify that card number because it's coming up as invalid account number, and I might have just put it in wrong here. So I want to make sure you know I got the right thing so I can get you knocked out here. So it's, I have it as 4739-7599-4512-9863. Did I get that right?
Nope, 9683.
9683. Okay, there we go. See? There we go. That's why you always got to double check, right? Okay, here we go. I wonder if it didn't work, right? I was like, what's going on here? You know, I want to get this guy moving. He's got business to do, right? So, and then I guess, do you sometimes have to authorize transactions or do they sometimes send you text messages as well?
If it's something suspicious, Chris Harrison, my banker, he'll call me immediately.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it's usually pretty simple with us, you know what I mean? Because you know, we try to you know, keep it simple, you know? Okay, so I'm gonna put you down for that Friday, 9 AM to 9:30-ish is gonna be our window that we'll call you, okay? Make sure you set a reminder and then I'll also put your email on there as well. Okay. Now, do you want us, let me ask you this. I do have a quick question on your hours of operation. Okay. Like, do you want, because right now your hours of operation, according to Google, has it showing 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, but showing close on Saturday and Sunday. Do you want it to stay that way or do you want to update any of that?
No, that's accurate, yes.
Gotcha. And then the best form of communication for you, like what would you say, like is it text, email, phone call? Like if you were to choose one for us to reach out to you, what out of those three would be the best form of communication for you?
Probably text or email would be easiest.
Text or email? But if you were to choose one, what would be the like your most preferred?
Let's do email.
Okay. Email. Okay. So you, out of all the ones, you want email. Okay. Perfect. No problem. Okay. So that's good. Perfect, perfect. Okay, so that right there, okay. So and then 1 minute I can run that there. Yeah, so the system, like, since I had the card number wrong, it I have to wait a little bit, but I'll be able to take care of that now. Okay. So, also, like I talked to you about this too. I just want to make sure you got this understanding. We're going to purchase a separate phone number for your business, a 608 area code number. Okay. That number is expensive for us to purchase, okay? And the reasoning we do that is, first, everybody's going to call that phone number, Tony, right, when they see you online and on Facebook, and it's going to give us the analytics. It's going to tell us exactly how many leads you're getting, where the lead came from, right, on a month-to-month basis. And that's how you and us and everybody's going to be able to see, like, how well this is performing. Right. And so, like I said, we track everything. All your calls are recorded as well. So let's say you're on a job site, Tony, and you're like, crap, what did that guy say? You can go back in our system and listen to the phone call to see what that guy said as well. So it really helps you stay on tabs and like fully understanding of everything. And that's why as well, when that person calls, we're going to know where that person lives. So we're going to be able to see, okay, what areas and cities in the surrounding area are really working well for you and what aren't, so we can continue to keep making tweaks for you so that we make you more and more successful on a month-to-month basis. Pretty neat, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. So what do you mean you're going to purchase a phone number?
So we're going to purchase a 608 phone number for your business, right? So that way we can track all the leads that are coming in from everything that we're doing, and so that you can see full transparency, right? So when people see you, right, they first call that phone number, and then it routes to your phone number that you have, right? So that we can sit down with you on a month-to-month basis. Because if they first called your phone number right now, this 608-386-2306 number, you and us would not know how many leads you got on a month-to-month basis. It would just be like, well, I think it's this, right? There's no tracking there because your phone company is not tracking leads, right? So that's why we purchased a specialized phone number. It's kind of like when people call 911, right? You know how 911 know exactly where that person is and all that cool technology? Well, we bring that same technology with all of this as well. So you're going to see how that all sets up. But like I said, we're one-stop shop here. We're going to make sure, that you're, success, and that you ultimately know how many leads you're getting on that month-to-month basis. I know that was a mouthful, but did that kind of all make sense, by the way?
Yeah, but so all the phone calls that come from Google and Facebook are going to go to that phone number, not my normal business calls.
Yeah, so it first hits that number, and then it reroutes. Like, there's no delay. And the only reason why it hits that phone number, Tony, is so we can track the leads, because I need to see transparency, but just like you need to see transparency on how well everything's doing. So that's why.
Okay, but I'm saying what hits that number is only the Google and Facebook. I mean, my
correct.
Normal contractors
only Google
and stuff.
And Facebook. Nothing else.
Okay.
Nothing else.
All right.
So yeah, we're not revamping everything here or trying to change your phone numbers here, there, and everywhere. The reason why we're doing that is so we can track it, especially the first 3 months. You need to see how well this thing is working, right? Just like I need to see how well this thing's working. So that's why we do this technology. Like 10, 12 years ago, we didn't do that call tracking thing, and it was like wild, wild west with my company. And so 10, 12 years ago, we made this change, and it's been one of the best things, I think, that has helped our business, right, and our business owners track everything, right? So that's why we do it that way, to give you transparency so you know exactly on a month-to-month basis how things are doing. So when we have your monthly call, we can keep making those tweaks to make things better and better over time as well. Make sense?
It does.
Okay. You should have gotten a quick text message. This is the last thing here because I know I need to let you go. Couple of things. You got a couple texts that you did get. Okay. Number one, you got a text with your client username and password. Okay. Your username's your phone number, and then your password, it looks like, is run Bing, B-I-N-G. Okay. And that's in your text message. And then the text message before that says, we sent you a copy of your invoice to your email. We have on file. Please click here. There's a link there that I need you to click on real quick.
Okay.
Go ahead and click that. This is our terms here that I need you to sign real quick. And all you do is just sign your name, Anthony Tome. And then there's going to be three check boxes, okay? One of the check boxes, you agree to electronic communication, right? So, but it's very self-explanatory. It's all there.
I don't see check boxes, but...
It's usually at the bottom.
Do I need to read all this right now?
No, you don't need to read it. It's all sent with your invoice. It's everything we talked about anyways, too.
Yeah, because I don't have time to read all this right now.
Yeah. In order for us to electronically communicate with you, you got to give us consent. So that's part of that. That's really why we have you sign that.
What is this offboarding term here, right quick?
What's that?
What is this offboarding term?
Offboarding? Let me go back to see what you're looking at. I'll go into it right now. Probably talking about if you leave us, right? It's probably what that information is, but I'll go look at it exactly what you're talking about.
Transfer fee, $99 one time. The company will deliver all relevant account access to the new owner at the request of a client for a fee of $99. The company will not provide any technical optimization support after the transfer of the account access. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's say if we made you a website and we bought you a domain name, right, and you left us, that's what that $99 is talking about. But since you already own your own domain name and you have a website, we don't need to be worried about, let's say, if you ever did leave us, we wouldn't charge you that $99 because there's nothing to transfer over to you. You already have your own domain name. You already have, like, your own website. Like I said, we have different types of clients, right? So if we had to buy you a domain name and set you up a website, then that's where we would say, hey, look, since you're leaving us, right, you know, we'll give you the domain name and the website and all that, but it's $99.
Okay, so I'm not agreeing to that then.
No, yeah, because you're not, that doesn't apply to you though. That doesn't even apply to you because we're not going to ever come back and say, hey, you owe us $99 because you already own your stuff. In fact,
right,
when you set up the Facebook account too, it's not like we're going to walk you through how to set it up and we're just going to get access to it. So everything is still going to be under full control over you, and you're just giving us access to it. So there's never going to be a point, Tony, if you ever leave us, okay, because my call is being recorded, by the way, there's never going to be a time where when you leave us, we're going to come back and say you owe us $99 because it's not going to be applicable. Make
okay.
sense?
Yeah, well, I don't see anywhere it says to click three boxes, just so you know. Relevant
at the bottom.
Ads, DBA, local splash, terms and conditions, goes through mm-hmm. everything, and I get to the bottom, and it comes up with number 19, agency of record, agreement, and then it goes to
Did
generate 10
Do they have to sign your name? Is there a box to, like, put your name and, like, sign?
No, there's not.
Hmm. Maybe do this. This might be an easier way. Go back and re-click the link, and let's see what that does. Because normally it has it so where you can sign
okay,
your
now,
name real
now
quick.
I got three boxes that say I agree to receive SMS sent messages. I certify the authorized.
Mm-hmm. Those are the three.
Credit card and.
Mm-hmm.
I acknowledge that the payments are automatically reoccurring.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went to welcome the splash, local splash with a name and a password.
Yep. And then your username and password was texted to you as well. Remember, it's your phone number. Why don't you go to that text? I just want to make sure you see that text. So when you want to log in or when you download the app and all that. Now, I would recommend not downloading that, or if you want to download the app, but don't go into the app yet, because when we have your onboarding call, there's certain things in the app that we don't want you to mess up on, in terms of like linking everything and getting everything established. So my team's going to walk through the app with you and helping you get like more nitty gritty stuff established. But do you see where it says the username and password text? And if you need me to resend it, I can.
Yeah, I see that. Username and password, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the username obviously is your cell phone number, and then the password is run Bing, right?
Yep.
That's the text. Okay, so that's going to be your account information to get on. So, like, you can log in right there on the website using that information. Okay, but we're going to have a onboarding call set up, not this Friday, but next Friday, where we're going to walk through everything, like I said, and all this details here, Tony, so that you have time to, like, go through this stuff, okay? So that, you know, we're not missing any I's or, you know, or not crossing any T's here, right? So, so that Friday is when we'll go through the app and showing you how to get everything linked, right, and making sure that we're set up so that we can do what we need to do to get you ranking and get, you know, your exposure and getting your Facebook ads running and all that stuff for the package. Okay?
Okay.
Cool. All right, before I let you go and say congratulations, do you have any other questions or need me to re-clarify anything at this point?
No, I don't know. I mean, I guess I clicked on one more thing that you sent me, and it says they want pictures of all my tools and equipment, work vehicles with license plate, business license, insurance, business card, business registration, invoice, workplace.
What that's standardized stuff that you're seeing right there. A lot of that stuff we're not going to really need from you because, again, you already got a Google Business profile established. Again, I have clients all over the sun. I got clients that don't even have – like barely just set up their business yesterday, and I'm like telling them, hey, you got to go file at least a DBA or an LLC, and then we're going to need this paperwork for, you know, Google verification. So a lot of that stuff's not going to apply to you. Again, that's why we're going to sit down with you on the onboarding call and really go over what is applicable to you and really what isn't and what we're really going to need from you, Tony, for us to be successful. So it's not a lot of that, just not applicable to you. Again, it's just standardized stuff. But great question.
Okay.
Any other questions for me?
No.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm glad we were able to do this together. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing your progress on this. And I know my team's going to take really good care of you and making sure that, you know, you stay with us, right? And we retain you. So just be proactive with this stuff. Please save that 877 number like we talked about. I can't wait to see the picture of you and your team because we're going to really utilize that photo, put it on your Google business profile, put it on your Facebook ads, right? We're going to really utilize that photo, okay? So good news is we're all set here. Congratulations, by the way. I'll definitely let you get back to your work day, but I'm glad you put your trust into me and my team. And anytime you ever need me, I am going to send you an email as well. You could also text me as well. Again, I will definitely be talking to you along the way. You will hear from me from time to time. Okay. Obviously, you're going to hear more from other members of my team because their job is to help you with the grunt work, as I call it, the day-to-day stuff, right? But I will definitely be in contact with you too as well to make sure that you're successful. Okay?
Sounds good.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll be talking to you not this Friday, but next Friday. Okay?
Sounds good. Sounds good, man.
Take care,
you.
Sir. Yeah, no worries. All right, bye-bye.